the third special edition of the Fifi, Fev and Byron catch-up, where this time we dive into our weirdest and maybe most interesting segment, from finding Melburnians who have been yelled at by Elton John, or who are maybe Amish, have been chased by lava, or who even own a castle. It's our segment, We Got One.
1019, The Fox.
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
Okay, now it is a stretch. It's always a stretch. We ask a question and we just need one. Sometimes we don't get any. All we need is one.
Sometimes they're close.
Sometimes we get close. Okay, now Elton John is at it again. On the weekend at a performance over in Las Vegas, he told one of the concert goers, one of the people in the crowd, to F off.
Right.
He just abused them. Now, this is not the first time that Elton John has abused people in his audience. In fact, whenever he's on stage, I mean, he's famous for divas and, what was it, tantrums?
Tantrums and
tantrums
tiaras.
Tantrums and tiaras, I think, was his documentary. Can we just relive some of Elton's great days? What did I say?
I don't know. What did he say to someone?
He yelled at people.
Oh, I'm not going to say it again. He swore at them.
Oh.
But he's famous for this, Fev. Here he was a couple of years ago having a go at some security guards in the audience.
The security guards down there, I know you're doing your job and you're trying to do your best, but can you sit the down, please? Security guards, please sit down, otherwise I'm not going to do the rest of the concert and you're in trouble. Now sit down, you...
Elton.
He's gotten shouty again at some prudes, people he didn't like in the audience another time.
Now all you stewards down there, especially the woman in the ponytail, lighten up, will you? These people have come to hear music and if they want a hand, put their hands in the air, let them. This is not China, so piss off.
He gets angry.
Elton John.
I never knew this.
Well, I know, but Fev, the thing is, he comes here quite often. He was only here a few months ago playing on the green. We thought, let's ask the question.
Oh, this is narrow.
Has Elton John yelled at you? Now, I'm guessing whilst he's been in Melbourne, he's gone to restaurants, he's stayed at hotels, he's frequented shops.
Mm.
There's various security guards he would have encountered. He's prone to yelling at a security guard. Let's find out. Can we get one caller
13,
who's had Elton John yell at them?
Highly doubtful. 13, 10, 60 is the number. If Elton John has yelled at you, possibly some calls next.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
A special edition catch-up of Fifi, Fev and Byron's We Got One.
1019, The Fox.
We got one!
Surely this has no chance.
Has Elton John yelled at you? He's famous for tantrums. There's got to be somebody in Melbourne in any of his various visits here over 30-odd years that he's yelled at. So I guess the question is, have we got one,
Byron?
Oh,
let's have a look. Hang on a minute. There's one that's come through on 13, 10, 60.
We got one!
Vicky in Doncaster.
Hello.
Vicky, have you been yelled at by Elton John?
Well, actually, no. Look, I haven't been yelled at. I got the nice side of Sir Elton. Just very quickly, I was sitting in a hotel foyer one day in the city waiting for somebody, sitting there alone, and the lift doors open, and lo and behold, there's Sir Elton. Smiles at me, tips his hat, and nods at me. I turned around. There's no one behind me. It was me. And I was gobsmacked.
So, Vicky, did he yell at you?
No, he didn't yell.
He nodded.
Vicky, but what a great story. Vicky, I understand, even to flout the question that we asked, it was worth it to hear that. You got...
I know. Sorry, guys.
I mean, no, we haven't got one, but Vicky, you've been nodded at by Elton John. So that's a win.
Hang on, there's another call, though. Could this be the one?
We got...
Sandra and Neri Warren, have you been yelled at by Elton John?
Not yelled at, but I got a death glare from him.
Ooh, death glare.
I was sitting in the second row of a concert during a really quiet ballad, and I sneezed about five times in a row, because that's just how I sneeze. And he stopped playing. He gave me the look of death, And then he said, if you're finished, now we can continue.
I reckon that's
close. That's close.
That's very close.
Yes, very close.
Sandra, I almost wish we changed the question. If it had just been, has Elton John got angry with you? Because that would, a death glare and asking you if you're finished.
It's very firm.
That's so firm.
Okay. Like, thank you, Sandra. Close.
It's so close. Oh.
We got one.
But hang on a minute, guys. Sandra was terribly close. What about this one?
Maddie in Toorak. Hi, Maddie.
Hi.
Maddie, has Elton John yelled at you?
Yes.
Yes!
Okay, Maddie, talk us through it. What did you do to upset him?
So me and a group of friends were at a restaurant in Crown celebrating one of my friend's birthdays.
Nobu.
And he was there with some people having dinner, and he let loose at all of us for being too loud.
Oh.
Yes, we've done it.
That's exactly.
Elton at Crown yelling at the girls.
Yes. That was good.
I love that. And this is the thing about We Got One. Mm. We're very specific with the question, which can be our undoing. But I loved Vicky. She got the tip of the hat. Then we stepped up and we got the death glare.
Followed by a firm
finally
word.
Finally, a firm yell.
Well played, Maddie.
Perfect.
Thank you for your call.
Well played, Maddie.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
A special edition catch-up of Fifi, Fev and Byron's We Got One.
101.9 The Fox.
We got one!
Are you Amish?
Well, it's funny, you know, this segment, and it is all based on obscure questions and us requiring only one caller to mean it's a successful segment.
Just one.
We play that intro, we were listening to it the other day, Fev, and we thought, I mean, all of those questions, feasibly you could get a billionaire. There probably is someone in Labor right now in Melbourne. That one, though, are you Amish? It's flawed. It's flawed for a few reasons. I don't even know if there's an Amish community in Melbourne or Greater Victoria. Second to that, Amish don't use phones and they don't listen to radios.
Okay.
So we thought...
This could be the end.
This could be. We are going to ask the question, are you Amish?
Do you want me to do it? Are you Amish?
That's how it was asked.
Now, I am going to broaden it slightly.
No.
We need the Amish to ring for it to be a success.
These are people who live in a fellowship type group who are known for very simple dress and, as you say, not using technology.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're a community. Now, as I said, I'm not sure that they're even in Australia.
Right.
But maybe you were Amish. You're closely connected to someone Amish.
Are you
Amish?
Formally Amish?
I'm interested in just any... Look, let's try to narrow down to someone Amish. But can we just broaden it slightly? I'd like to hear from anyone who's affiliated with anyone who's Amish. Well,
simple question, Melbourne. 131060, are you Amish?
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
A special edition catch-up of Fifi, Fev and Byron's We Got One.
101.9 The Fox.
We got one!
Are you Amish? It's come to this, guys.
Yes.
It was one we've had in the holder for a long time thinking, well, that could be the undoing of the segment because there's lots of... Geographically, we're challenged because we don't even believe the Amish are in Victoria. The Amish aren't massive fans of telephones, telecommunication, so L radios. I mean, there's lots of challenges here, Bev.
There is.
But let's look to the switchboard. Byron,
well, I mean,
have we got one?
131060, this amazes me, but...
We got one!
Fiona in Greensboro, are you Amish?
I am.
Fiona, so many questions.
Now, is that Canadian?
It is Canadian.
Oh, just didn't want to say American.
Now, so you've come over from Canada. You obviously live, are you living an Amish life here in Melbourne?
No, and I was talking to the producer, and there's a few different kinds of Amish, Mennonites. And so the Amish that you're probably thinking of are the ones that have horse and buggies. And then there's also Mennonites who have the horse and buggy, but they're more modern, and so you can have cars, you can, you know, be living amongst the normal people.
So that's like the Gen Y of the Amish world.
Are you a Mennonite, Fiona, or Amish?
So I'm Swiss Mennonite and an Amish blend.
Yeah, beautiful.
That's fine.
Jeez, that sounds like a nice drink.
I just looked up Mennonites, Fiona, and I saw bonnets, so I'm happy with that.
Okay, no, we'll lock that in.
Bonnet equals Amish, as far as I'm concerned.
That's fantastic.
My mum will be so happy that I called in because she's the Amish side, and she's always so offended when we only consider ourselves Mennonite. So.
Right. Yeah. Now, Fee, well, we've got you because this is the whole point. We want to get to know. What was it like growing up Amish?
Well, so I didn't grow up with the horse and buggy. We always were modern Mennonite. But in the area that I live, Kitchener-Waterloo, they have a huge Mennonite population. People come just to drive the roads and see the horse and buggies going down the road.
So you're a tourist attraction.
Yeah, essentially.
Wow. I mean, that's really interesting.
I'm not kidding. I think I'd like to be a Mennonite.
Oh.
No, seriously, isn't there part of you that just looks at it and goes, I'd love that, get the horse and buggy and live a simpler life.
Modern Mennonites don't use the horse and buggy.
Okay,
so.
Then I'd like to be Amish.
But they still do have them.
They still have them, Byron.
As well, factor that in.
But there's where I'm from, there's three strains. There's the old order who drive the horse and buggy. Then there's the conservative who drive, all the vehicles have to be black. And you can wear plain clothes, like, you know, the dark dress that looks like a Mennonite, and then there was the modern Mennonites who were just normal like we were. But I had my second cousins were, you know, all the black vans and with the bonnets and the prayer caps, and my grandma still wears a prayer cap.
Has never worn pants and has never cut her hair.
Very intriguing.
Honestly, I thought this would be the segment over. Thank you so much for calling.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
A special edition catch-up of Fifi, Fev and Byron's We Got One.
101.9 The Fox.
Can we talk about castles for a second, Fev? You know,
as in princesses and princesses.
Yeah, as in where Meghan Markle's lucked out. How good is she her life? She's just a princess who is going to own castles. You know, Top Gear, the UK version with Jeremy Clarkson and Richard Hammond.
Yep.
Actually, it's not that. It's like Matt LeBlanc now. I mean, did you ever imagine Joey would host Top Gear?
Oh, my God. That's amazing you brought that up. Yeah. I was watching this show the other night with Alex and I've gone, what is he, like a guest? No, he's been on it for a long time. He was driving a racing car.
Yeah, he's hosting.
Jenny Craig.
Ooh, that's harsh.
Oh, no, he's just...
He's Joey. Tribbiani. Now, Richard Hammond, so one of the short, you know, the
it's jolly.
You know, the short guy who had that really nasty accident, and
yes.
Now he's all good and he's recovered.
Yep.
He owns a castle. And this is really interesting because reports came out yesterday that his castle had been burgled in a James Bond style break in, which sounds like, you know, proper.
Was this in 1789?
It's a 20 acre Herefordshire estate.
William Wallace?
And he's got a moat and everything.
Oh,
I can show
moat.
You a photo, but you need to give back the photo.
I want a moat around a house.
I've
always
wanted
a moat, yes.
Although, you know,
would you put fish? What would you put in it?
Well, I'd put those big, what do you call, codgy fish. No, not codgy.
Murray cod?
No. What? The koi. The koi.
Koi.
The koi fish.
It's a decorative fish.
Do you know what, though, I worry about with a moat? That what if it, the water started seeping in underneath your castle, your house, and then it started to sink?
It's not going to happen.
Well, no, I'm just saying, that's why I wouldn't have a moat.
I'd have a big moat with like sharks around it because I hate sharks. And you'd have one of those big things that you'd put down so no one could ever get in your house. Because if you go
like a drawbridge.
Yeah, drawbridge, get one of those down. Like the old days.
Yeah.
No one will ever bother you.
That'd be
There'd be
so
no person
good,
knocking on the door.
Never
nothing.
Have to see anyone ever
no,
again.
You wouldn't. And if they want to break in, they've got to go like a pirate and walk the plank first and get into the water
like
and
that.
Shark. Yeah, oh, it'd be amazing. Yeah. Anyway,
Fantasyland. We've really drifted here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so his house, he's claiming it wasn't burgled. He said this was all a fake story.
Oh.
Their fake stories are kicking around, aren't they? But based on the fact that Fev and I would really love castles with moats, we thought this might be an opportunity to bring back, I was going to say, it's only been gone a week.
Sure.
Return of the segment that we all love, which is...
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
Based on the chat you've just had with Fev, what possible question could you have, Fev?
Now, if Richard Hammond, the guy from Top Gear, owns a castle... I'm just suggesting somebody listening to the radio show right now might own a castle.
Oh,
so all we need
only
is one.
It's $2 million.
Yeah, but it's a castle.
No,
there's, well, I already can sign. Isn't Kryle Castle?
Well, who owns? Well,
what's
if someone
Werribee,
who,
Werribee
well,
castle.
If someone who owns Kryle Castle is
Werribee mansion,
right?
We're definitely after castles, not mansions.
Imagine the wineries you could
imagine
have.
Imagine if we said to you own a mansion.
Mansion. You're already on.
No, you're on. 131060. All we need is one caller. Do you own a castle?
We'll see how we go. Right after this, on
are we accepting?
His house has got a 10-foot iron gate. It's a big gate.
That is
jumping. castles. I
mean, maybe it's just a UK thing.
Let's stick to castles.
I wonder if there are castles in Victoria.
Do you own a castle? 13, 10, 60.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
A special edition catch-up of Fifi, Fev and Byron's We Got One.
101.9 The Fox.
We got one!
Oh, yes, and all of those were such interesting conversations. But what is it this week? What is the question?
These are the questions that you'd think nobody will call because this is unheard of. But the guy from Top Gear, Richard Hammond, the UK version, he owns a castle. So we said, 131060, do you own a castle? And now the challenge is, Byron, have we got one?
Would you believe it?
We got one!
We got one! Is it Nicole in Doncaster East?
Yes, that's right.
Nicole, have you got a castle?
Well, it's not me. I wish I could say it was me.
Oh,
but my dad owns a share of a castle in the south of France.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's
good. He's never
been
to it.
That's pretty good.
But he basically bought it on like a kind of Groupon kind of situation.
Well, do you know
that? This is
does
not,
he really have
this
that?
Is not what we were looking for.
I like it, Nicole.
It is legit, though.
Oh, you know, I like this. I've heard of this. I reckon somebody said to me, do you want to get in on a castle?
Sounds yeah, like when, exactly.
It sounds like when old mate sent me that I'd won $350 billion and I just had to give him 10 grand.
That's right. That was it's, for a will in Italy. Right.
Nicole's dad's never been there.
No, my dad's never been there, but he plans on it one day.
There we go. Thank you,
now,
Nicole.
Now, there are technicalities to this segment where we need the person who actually owns it. Yeah. We need it from the first person, but I like that, Nicole.
Do you own a castle?
Do you own a castle? Now we've got...
What? We got one!
We've got another one?
Could you believe it, Fief?
Ash in Rosebud. Hi, Ash.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very good. Ash, are you living in a castle in Rosebud?
Not quite.
Oh. Okay.
But I do own a castle.
Well, that's technical. That is the question. So if you own a, can you give us proof or what kind of castle do you own?
I own Castle Grayskull from He-Man.
Castle Grayskull, where He-Man lives.
But what is that, like a toy? Or so? What do you mean?
Toy. That is a toy.
Oh, come on.
No, no. On a technicality, Ash has us. I said, do you own a castle? He owns Castle Grayskull.
Well, I've got heaps of castles at home.
Well,
Barbie,
do you, though?
Barbie ones.
Barbie lives in mansions or penthouses.
No, there's a castle.
I don't think Barbie owns a castle.
It's English Barbie.
Ash. Sylvanian families might have a castle.
I've got Sylvanian families at home.
Thank you, Ash. Look, maybe on a technicality you are there, but apparently, hang on, this could be...
An actual
castle? Peter in Layla. Hi, Peter.
How are you?
Good, Peter. Do you own a castle?
Not actually me. My first cousin.
No. Talk us about, I mean, even though technically it's not you, talk us through this castle that your cousin owns.
Your fifth cousin.
Well, it's got a moat at the front.
We want a moat.
As you go around the castle.
Yeah.
It's got a wheel with like all those expensive fish. It's got two ballrooms. Two ballrooms. One holds about 380 or something. One holds about 660.
Is your cousin the queen?
No.
Where's your cousin's castle?
In Craigieburn.
That's the famous Craigieburn Castle.
I want to go and see your cousin's castle.
It's not an old castle.
No, it's a new castle.
It's like a modern day castle.
Is it like a Metricon home?
No.
What is it?
No, Pete, I'm with you. Okay. We weren't specific. We didn't say any oldie castle.
Got one.
I reckon Pete's cousin has a castle and I want to go and see it.
Can we do a tour, Pete?
It's got a moat with koi fish, Fev.
Yeah, people go there, like rent out the ballrooms and go for tours.
Is it a function centre?
It's a function centre.
Fifi, Fev and Byron. A special edition catch-up of Fifi, Fev and Byron's We Got One.
101.9 The Fox.
We got one!
It's time for We Got One. They're questions that you would imagine nobody's going to ring for that. And all we need, the challenge we set ourselves is one caller. Now, on the back of the streaker you may have seen over the weekend at the Winter Olympics for the ice skating, a guy, a hirsute, rotund man, got out there in naked bar, just a little tutu and a modesty pouch. I thought it was nice that he added the modesty pouch. Tim James, Scotty James' brother. You may know Scotty James from the Winter Olympics, bronze medalist. His brother Tim's in the studio.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Tim.
Hey.
Tim, now you had a suggestion this morning
yeah.
for We Got One.
Mm. Perfect.
Okay, is
perfect
it though?
Perfect.
What
well, it's
is
topical
your...
for a start. If, it, okay. if it's off the back of this story, then that's already a tick, surely.
So what are you suggesting we ask?
I think Tim's just still trying to hang on to the Winter Olympics. Well, it's finished, mate.
It is finished.
It's over.
But when this story popped up and came across our desk, guys, we couldn't go past it. And this is perfect for We Got One.
Is it?
13-10-60. Have you streaked at a major sporting event?
Oh, yeah.
See, I think, Tim, this would happen all the time. Don't you think? Like, no, if you do them...
All the time?
Okay, so we have to say major.
Streaking?
Major.
Well, I think streaking... Every O week, there's streaking.
Oh, okay, well...
Like, there's streaking happens, Feb, every time the footy guys go out, there's streaking.
Foxy, I'm glad you went to me and brought it up. 2002 Bendigo Cup, a few of my mates, we went down there, Beaconsfield Footy Club, and I was actually playing AFL at this time, and we had a pretty big day in the tent. Might have had a nudie run.
There we go. Okay.
But not a major event.
But hang on. So we've already got one.
No.
I mean, that's not even a phone call. That's just a story from
Feb. I'm going to try to help Tim here. He is saying major sporting events. The Bendigo Cup wouldn't count.
No.
We're talking Australian Open, AFL football games.
Big.
Are we talking just finals for the footy or any
I'm talking,
footy game?
You know, 60,000 plus.
Oh, come okay. on. Well, that's tough then.
Remember the famous grand final when that girl came out and ran up to Bruce Dool in the noob
yeah,
with the Carlton scarf?
Yeah, that's many years ago. She might be listening.
There you go.
Okay, it was 81, that was.
So the challenge is here.
Hang on.
Now, your brother won a bronze medal at the Winter Olympics, Tim, so I'm going to try not to let this fail for you because that would make things really rub salt into the wounds. But what if we say this? Have you streaked at a major sporting event?
Yep.
Now, remembering that I'm going to guess over about 40 or 50 years, it's probably only happened 40 times. That means there might only be 40 Melburnians that qualify for this phone topic.
And they have to be listening right now, and they have to be calling 13 10 60.
So if your dad or your grandfather streaked at a VFL game once upon a time, you need to get them to call.
Let's get one.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
A special edition catch-up of Fifi, Fev and Byron's We Got One.
101.9 The Fox.
We got one!
We're asking the question on We Got One this morning. Have you streaked at a major sporting event? Now, Melbourne, this is more than just a phoner. This is about sibling rivalry taken to the next level because this was suggested by Tim James, brother of Winter Olympian Scotty James, with his fresh gold, bronze medal in his hand, all Melbourne, Australia loving him. Tim, you came into the studio and said, guys, I've got an idea. And we're worried because if we don't get one, Tim...
You're done.
This is not good for you.
I have faith. I have faith in Melbourne.
Do you?
Someone has done this.
Okay, just so Tim can win something and go home and tell Scotty that he's good at something too.
Let's repeat the question.
Here's the question. Have you streaked at a major sporting event? Now, Kathy from Dallas. Hi, Kathy.
Hang on a minute.
We've
got one. Kathy. Surely not.
Tim,
here we go.
One.
Kathy.
How are you?
I'm really good.
Tim's very excited you called through, Kathy. Man. Kathy.
Tim, I've even got photographic proof.
Oh, send it through, Kathy.
Kathy, so to qualify, we have to ask you this question. Kathy, have you streaked at a major sporting event?
Not me, but my sister has.
Your sister, that's not what we're looking for. Right.
It's not firsthand, but...
So close, Kathy. Well, out of interest, what event did your sister strip at? I mean, streak at?
At a night football match, a Richmond versus Sydney Swans.
Big game.
And the beautiful commentators actually, thank God, she left her top on.
So sort of a half streak.
So she didn't really streak.
Okay, so she wasn't even streaking and it wasn't Kathy. No, absolutely not.
Okay, Tim, that does not bode well for you.
Now, apparently, look, there's a suggestion that possibly... Hang on. We've got one.
We got one! Okay, yes. Tim, hopefully for you. Caden in Hoppers Crossing. Hey, Caden.
Caden, yeah. Caden. So the 2016 AFL Grand Final when the Dogs won, I decided I'd get on the ground and streak.
Hang on, the 2016 AFL Grand Final between the Sydney Swans and the Bulldogs. He's claiming he streaks, Fief.
Hayden, I mean, if this... Tim,
I watched his Grand Final. When? What part of the game did you do it?
So when the final siren went, I decided to jump on where the goals were, run out to where the players were celebrating and decided, what the hell am I doing? Get off. Got off.
That counts. That's amazing.
What if there's no proof of it? I mean, we've had a good search. We were at the game, all of us. We don't remember that.
Well, is there proof that it didn't happen?
There's a video.
There's a video?
Yeah, there's a video, yeah.
You've got the video, Hayden?
Yeah, I've got the video. It's on Facebook.
Well, guys, what's happened here?
We need
is
a link. Done it. I mean, you can't just say I've got the video.
Well, I mean, for Tim's sake, I think I'm happy to sit with you, Tim. I think we got one. I think Tim picked
his
job.
We got one.
There's no proof.
I mean, we're all at the game and we never saw it, but just so Tim can keep his job. Right. Well done, Hayden.
Congratulations.
Good on you, Hayden.
Fifi Fevan Byron. A special edition catch-up of Fifi Fevan Byron's We Got One.
101.9 The Fox.
How's the scary, terrifying footage coming out of Hawaii at the moment? Lava spewing over local streets. Well, when I say spewing, it's actually moving quite slowly. But it does look like a Hollywood blockbuster. Like just cars
like a movie.
Being swamped by hot, molten lava.
And it's thick.
Yeah, it's ripped.
Thick. And it's just taking cars away and houses. Lucky no one's died.
Yeah, very lucky.
But I was in bed talking about this with Alex last night and I said, what an opportunity. Let's go to Hawaii. It'd be cheap flights.
Oh, no.
And she said, you are an idiot.
No.
You could die.
Well, absolutely. And they're dealing with, actual disaster and tragedy and people losing their homes.
But it'd be cheap to go there.
Well, it might be. And now, this is the big island, so it's not affect Oahu. Oh. Don't worry, Waikiki's fine.
Oh, they're having a party.
Waikiki are all over. This is Hilo, the big island. And what's interesting, I have been to this volcano. So did you know they do lava boat
tours? You've done a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. They do a lava boat tour. It's been, I just went online before, it's been suspended at
sure.
the moment.
It's probably smart.
They do this tour. I went on a boat and it's really rough sea. I was so sick. And because the lava has been spewing for, decades, probably hundreds of years. And it's a sightseeing thing. And now it's clearly erupted to the point where...
Did you get scared? Thinking it could erupt?
No, I was so nauseous. You know me, I suffer very bad motion sickness. Yeah. So if anything, I was just, there's some lava. Can I now go back to land?
Yeah.
But it was, it's interesting because they have lived around lava. They've seen, it's a sightseeing thing in Hawaii, but now it's just popping up through their, subdivisions and their homes are now being engulfed.
Well, the volcano's erupted. What you were at was essentially a non-active, I mean, that was just sort of smouldering a little bit. This is an actual situation. You weren't in the middle of a situation. That was just a tour.
Oh, no. Well, it's interesting because so Leon, our executive producer, suggested we ask this question this morning and I said, I don't know if this is a We Got One. Because we do our segment where we only want one, we only need one call for the segment to be successful.
Right.
And Leon said, why don't we ask the question, have you been chased by lava? Now, it sounds as if like that. Nobody gets chased by lava. And then I said, well, I have been near this lava. And I've also been to Mount Bromo in Java in Indonesia. So I've actually stood on a volcano.
Well, that's just, again, you weren't getting chased by lava.
Well, there was a bit of lava.
You know, you said that it's active and not active volcano, but it simmers.
Right.
How do they know when it's going to erupt?
It's when the lava's chasing you down the street.
So we will run with this as we only need one caller. One caller answering the question will be considered a success for this.
And it is specific. Have you been chased by lava?
I've been in lava.
Where?
The Lava Lounge in Berwick.
Okay. 131060 is the number. 131060.
Fifi Fevan Byron. A special edition catch-up of Fifi Fevan Byron's We Got One.
101.9 The Fox.
We got one!
They're all really good questions, Fev. We should actually ask one of those questions one day.
Well, we have. They're all from previous episodes.
Are you
now,
Hamish?
I won't lie. The question we've asked this morning, I thought, and I have thought, this might destroy this segment because we've said, have you been chased by lava? Now, you wouldn't think many people in Melbourne listening to our radio show at the moment have been chased by lava.
Liquid hot magma.
But Byron, can you please check the switchboard?
Would you believe? I can't believe this, guys.
We got one!
We've actually got a caller.
We got one! Megan in Frankston. Hi, Megan.
Hi, Fifi. Hi, Fev. Hey,
hi.
Dave. I haven't been.
It's Byron. I'm one of the other people on the show. Push on.
Megan, you're the best.
Dave will do.
At first
Megan.
I thought you said, hey, babe. And I'm like, yeah, what's up?
I haven't been chased by lava, but I used to live near a
a dead volcano in Warrnambool?
No, that's not it. Let's move on.
No, hang on.
That's not the answer to the question.
I know.
She doesn't know my name and it's off topic.
Just because you're offended, she called you
Dave.
You've
never been more flat.
Can we please go back to Megan for a second? What was that, Megan? You were chased by a dead volcano?
No, I used to live near one in Warrnambool.
Is there a dead volcano in Warrnambool?
Yeah, I don't know how long it's been dead for, but when I was younger, I actually grew up in Warrnambool, so it's just on the outside of Warrnambool, and it's actually a family tourist attraction.
Okay. I love that.
Hey, Megan, we love you, and you are dead to Byron right now.
Thank you, Megan.
Maybe it's not dead. I mean, I don't think a volcano can die. It just sits there dormant.
All right. This is not an official warning to the people of Warrnambool. That's against our code. You can't cause alarm.
No, all right, Dave, who's the next one?
Okay, we haven't got one yet because that's a dead volcano that hasn't chased anyone for a long time.
Hang on.
We got one!
Brendan in Broadford, before you say anything, just correctly name check everyone in the show.
Good morning, guys, and Byron.
Yeah, well done.
Well, so I'm part of it. It's not guys and Byron.
Brendan, yeah. I mean, if anything, his name's...
I can't win.
Anyway, Brendan, you can't. But have you been chased by lava? That's how you can win.
Yes, by the same sort of flow that's happening at the moment in Hawaii. Yeah, we went for a hike out and, yeah, the lava was chasing us in a slow Austin Powers sort of way.
You were hiking through Hawaii. Was it this killer cow? What is it?
Yeah.
Kilimanjaro.
This killer volcano?
You've been there. You don't even know what it's called.
Hey, so Brendo, when the lava's going out and it's chasing you, do you run away or do you try to get close to feel how hot it is? Because I'd want to, you know, when it says don't press something and you press it?
Yeah, we poked it with sticks and...
There you go.
Do you know what's interesting about this, Brendan? And you have, in fact, I mean, you saved our segment because we got one.
Thank you.
You have been chased by lava. But, you know, like, Fev, in all the movies, just thinking like Joe Volcano or whatever that movie was,
Joe Volcano, was that a film?
What was that, Leon?
Leon, what was the film actually called?
It's Joe versus the Volcano.
That one. But we think that lava pours and it chases you. Maybe what we're discovering is, no... Lava's really reasonable. It just creeps up on you.
When you were poking the stick, did you put any marshmallows on the end of it?
Yeah, we'll cook a marshmallow.
Okay, that'll do.